Smell that? Just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana steak rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana steak rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my pork beast and butt rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, December 11th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClureTables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Videos posted online show how Dominion voting systems can change votes. More than three dozen states and an assortment of lawmakers, as well as third parties, filed a flurry of briefs on Thursday. And Clorox not cleaning up for quite a while. An election supervisor in Coffee County, Georgia, demonstrated in recent videos that were posted online how Dominion voting systems voting software allows votes to be changed through an adjudication process. The process allows the operator to add vote marks to a scanned ballot as well as invalidate vote marks already on the ballot. Adjudication should only serve to resolve issues of voters marking ballots incorrectly, like as filling the bubbles in a way that doesn't clearly show who or she voted for. Yet it appears a substantial number of ballots went through that process, at least in some Georgia counties. As a Coffee County supervisor, Misty Martin, showed, the system can be set to allow adjudication of all scanned ballots, even blank ones, and effectively allow the operator to vote those ballots. It's not clear how many ballots were adjudicated statewide. The Office of Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, didn't respond to requests for comments. More than three dozen states and an assortment of lawmakers as well as third parties filed a flurry of briefs Thursday, picking sides in a legal battle over whether the Supreme Court should consider a lawsuit brought by Texas that alleges that Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin conducted their elections in violation of the U.S. Constitution. 20 Democratic attorneys general filed a brief on December 10th in support of the defendants. A day earlier, 18 Republican attorney generals backed the Lone Star State. Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost backed neither party and opposed the relief sought by Texas, namely that the Supreme Court should toss out the election results in the four contested states and order their state legislatures to pick electors in accordance with the Constitution. According to the Lone Star State, the resulting irregularities put the ultimate outcome of the election in doubt. A committee of leading U.S. vaccine scientists recommended Thursday that the Food and Drug Administration authorize the first COVID-19 vaccine for Americans. The endorsement paves the way for a final decision by the FDA and mass vaccinations to begin within days in thousands of frontline healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Coming up, our saint of the day, he helped reconcile the relations between the Church of Rome and the Church of Antioch, and he encouraged the veneration of martyrs. Quote of the day, in the trials, annoyances, and anxieties we daily experience, may we ever recognize that lovingly, fatherly hand that only seeks to draw us closer to himself by giving us opportunities to suffer something for him. St. Mary MacKillop. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Theology of Home book series has become an immediate success, helping tens of thousands of American housewives turn their homes from places to live to places to lovingly raise and nurture a family. Cary Grass and the other authors opened up a world of beauty, charm, and old-fashioned homemaking using things you already keep around the home. Our Theology of Home gift set contains Theology of Home Volume 1 and 2 and the Theology of Home Daily Planner, an essential place to plan and keep your own personal Theology of Home. Order your Theology of Home Planner at mikechurch.com/home. Custom gift wrapping is available, but time is running out till Christmas, so please order as soon as possible, mikechurch.com/home, or call us at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Damasus. He was Bishop of Rome from October 366 to his death in 384. He presided over the Council of Rome of 382 and determined the canon or official list of sacred scripture. He spoke out against major heresies in the church, and he encouraged production of the Vulgate Bible with his support for Saint Jerome. He helped reconcile the relations between the Church of Rome and the Church of Antioch, and he encouraged the veneration of martyrs. He wrote various letters and other pieces, and he was the author of Latin verse. Damasus has been described as the first society pope. He was possibly a member of a group of Spanish Christians, largely related to each other, who were close to the Spaniard Theodosius I. A number of images show him in a gold glass cup, probably representing him and seen to be the first contemporary images of a pope to survive, though there is no real attempt at a likeness. He is recognized as a saint by the Catholic Church, and his feast day is December 11th. New weekly jobless claims jumped 137,000 to 853,000 in the week that ended December 5th, according to the Labor Department. That is far worse than expected. Economists had forecasted 724,000. The prior week was initially estimated at 712,000, the first decline after 2 weeks of rising claims, and it was revised up to 716,000. Many economists think that decline was due to the Thanksgiving holiday, when many employers hold back from laying off workers and some workers don't even bother applying for benefits until after the holiday. A top Clorox executive says retail shelves won't be well stocked with the company's popular disinfectant wipes until mid-2021, as feverish demand during the COVID-19 pandemic continues to outstrip supply. According to Clorox Chief Operating Officer Eric Reynolds, people are suffering and COVID is surging. But everything we know right now, we probably won't be back in the type of in-stock positions or, you know, what people are used to going to the store until mid-2021. His comments mark the third time this year the company has pushed back the time frame for easing nationwide shortages. In May, Clorox officials said they expected substantial improvement in supplies by last summer. Then in August, an executive said stocking up would take at least until the end of 2020. Well, I do have a tip for you. You have to get to Walmart very early by 7 a.m. and you can get those Clorox wipes. I know I did it. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.